do linguists love Icelandic? Is it related to English? This is the year of languages in America, and we're talking about talk. It's too bad the pop singer Björk does most of her songs in English rather than her native tongue. Icelandic is a really interesting language, with sounds not heard in most of the major languages of the world. Icelandic and English are related. They're both Germanic languages. But there have been so many changes over time that you'd have to be a linguist to know it. Speakers of Old English could understand the ancestor of modern Icelandic, but as one of the Icelandic tales puts it, our languages were mutually intelligible until the coming of William the Bastard. The Icelanders evidently didn't much like William, who most of us call William the Conqueror. Of the two languages, it was English that changed. Old Norse, the Viking language, isn't much different now than it was when the Vikings came to Iceland in the 9th century. Think about that. We need a college course to get us through the Old English poem Beowulf. But 1,100 years later, a modern Icelander can still read stories from the Middle Ages with ease, and without a dictionary. The pronunciation of the language has changed through the years, but not much else has. Why is that? Well, one way languages change is that the endings of words can disappear. Think of the ST ending on English verbs, such as thou hast. Icelandic didn't lose many of its early forms, mostly because its speakers lived for centuries in relative isolation, not much influenced by other languages. It makes it harder to learn if you're not an Icelander, because the grammar is rich and complex. But that's one of the reasons linguists love it. It offers a window on the early Germanic past. The Icelanders love it, too, and want to keep their language just the way it is. There is, of course, pressure to change it because of global communication, but Icelanders resist. Instead of adopting modern terms like telephone or telegraph, as German does, das Telefon, das Telegraph, the Icelanders create new vocabulary from native words or parts of words. For example, a telephone is a talsimi, that is, speech wire, and telegraph is ritsimi, or right wire. They're constantly producing dictionaries to provide Icelandic terms for new words from abroad. The language is also traditional in the way most Icelanders name their children. Kids usually get their names from their father's name, not from the family. So a son named Erikur, whose father's name was Harald, would be called Erikur Haraldsson. If Harald's daughter were named Thordis, she would be Thordis Harald's daughter. Haraldsson and Harald's daughter. And when you look them up in the phone book, you'll find Erikur and Thordis listed under their first names. I love the way Icelandic sounds. Listen.
Sér hún upp koma öðru sinni jörður ægi iðja græna. Falla fossar flýgur örn yfir, sá er á fjalli fiska veiðir.
That comes from one of Iceland's most famous poems, Völuspa, the Song of the Sibyl. Maybe because of long winter nights, Icelanders read more books per capita than any other people in the world. Their ancient poetry, the so-called Eddas, and their ancient prose, the sagas, are where much of the early history of the country is preserved. One of the reasons you might want to read the sagas is that they record the first discoveries of America, which the Vikings called Vinland. Read the saga of Leif Erikson or the saga of Eric the Red for details. No, Columbus wasn't the first to discover America. And honestly, the ancient Icelanders may not have been either. But they were the first to write it down, and now they're out in paperback. That's the linguistic thought for today, which comes from Dr. Pardee Lowe, Jr. of Falls Church, Virginia. And this is the 5-Minute Linguist at the College of Charleston, in cooperation with the National Museum of Language. Visit us at www.cofc.edu/linguist. In the meantime, keep in mind that wherever you are and whatever you do, language makes a difference.